Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt.
Yes.
Well, Matt, we're still drinking the pumpkin creamer. But before you say anything about that, I got to know, are you playing Christmas music yet?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes, of course. Of course I am. Like, here's the thing.
Okay.
Tomorrow
yeah.
is Halloween.
Yeah.
But my kids, this is my good day. My kids have already done the trick-or-treating. School, we're practicing for Christmas programs.
Yeah, okay.
Like, all the things.
Okay. Okay.
So, yes, of course I am.
Okay, of course you are.
Of course I am.
All right.
Okay, here's my good day,
okay,
though.
Okay, say it.
My good day is trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've talked about this before here, but my mom lives in the best neighborhood mm-hmm, for trick mm-hmm, or treating.
Mm-hmm, she does.
And this past weekend, we got friends over. We said, bring a crock pot of soup.
Aww.
We walk around with the kids, and it's just the best thing. It's so fun. All of my kids wanted to dress up. We did like, it started out as a big group costume.
Oh.
With the five of us.
Okay.
And then Mallory and I were like, we don't really need to spend the money on costumes for us that we're going to wear once.
Yes.
Like we can save.
Well, let's be honest. They're uncomfortable.
We'll put it in the Disney fund.
Yes.
But all of my kids did Star Wars, even Remy. And it's so cute.
So cute. So cute.
They just have so much fun. And, you know, I don't know if you have people like this in your life, but my mom said, when she grew up, she wanted to be the big candy bar lady, and she does full size.
Candy.
So if you're in Worcester and you want to come to my mom's house, well, I guess it's already over for next year.
Yeah, next year. Next year, if you want to come to Francine's.
She'll hit you up.
She got the full size candy
Speaking
bars.
Of Francine, you know, we were talking recently that we talk about my mom a lot.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah, she's great.
We just love her.
Yeah, she's great.
So she's our unofficial mascot.
Yeah, Francine.
Francine, if you were
Grammy
listening.
Grammy B.
That's right.
Grammy B. We know she listens, and she basically does sponsor us. So.
Pretty much, one way or another. All right, what about you? What's your good day?
My good day is not long ago, I had the opportunity to speak somewhere.
Yes.
And that was just so fun. I spoke on laughter and joy. I told some funny stories. I tried to make people laugh until they had tears streaming.
Well, you told didn't you tell your potty accident at the greenhouse story that you've shared with us here?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And these were healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no better place to tell.
That's right.
You know, a story like that because they're all deciding like how they would combat that in the health arena.
Right.
I'm sure.
Well, and they've dealt with worse.
Yes.
There's probably nothing you could throw at them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That would be worse than something they've dealt with.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, we're going to do a little spoof, a little.
I'm ready.
And we've done it before, and it's called Mad Dash.
We got some Mad Dash.
Mad Dash. This is where we each ask each other three questions. It's an either or. Or it's a yes or no. And it can't be yes except for. It's yes or no or an either or.
Wait, mine are not that.
Okay, that's okay.
Mine are open-ended.
Oh, open-ended is fine. We can do open-ended too.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
But mine are yes or no, either or.
Okay, go.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. Do you put anything on them? Just a little
you know
salt,
what?
Pepper?
A little salt.
Yeah.
A little salt.
Okay. Peanut butter. Crunchy. Or creamy. I'm crunchy.
Oh,
give me
I don't
crunchy.
Have time for that.
Give me crunchy or don't come at all.
How dare you? You can leave. Nobody's making you stay here.
Okay, this is going to be a good one. I think I know the answer, but you might surprise me.
Okay.
Actor or speaker?
Actor.
Act- actor.
100%. Okay. What did you think?
The actor.
Yes. But,
you know, I just didn't know because, you know, you're older and, you know, like.
No. Okay. That's one of those dreams that'll never go away. I'll be 80 and be like,
never die.
To be or not to be. I could have been. You know, Mallory and I always say, like, in another life, we would both be on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's one of her things, too. Okay. So, All right.
There it is.
Actor. Mine are not that fast.
Okay.
Yours are going to require a little bit of thinking.
Okay. Ooh.
I did not understand the assignment, as the kids say, and I did open-ended questions.
Okay. So here's yours. Open-ended. Okay.
Favorite cereal?
Captain Crunch.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's no judgment here.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer. Captain Crunch.
You need some exposure to other cereals. Have you ever had Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, I don't like it as well as Captain Crunch.
Okay. If you could travel to any time period, what would it be?
Oh. I like where I am right now. I do.
What?
I like this time period.
But you were like Miss Laura Ingalls Wilder girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what period is that? What year?
I don't know.
I don't want to be in the late 1800s. There's too much disease.
That's a lot of work.
And there's too much.
Oh.
I mean, you can die of things like the flu.
I know. It's so much work.
It's just hard.
And you don't like work.
And also.
Like, you'll do it.
Also, listen.
Begrudgingly. Also, but you work.
Also, labor and delivery was so much harder back then. If you had a breech baby, you might as well die.
That's right. That's
like,
right.
So I just like the period. I like the period I'm in.
Yeah. It's a lot. Okay, here's the last one. What is one of your all-time, think about your entire life, I think I know the answer to this too, but we'll see, favorite piece of clothing you've ever owned that you loved?
The one that's coming to mind is I had this like little... it was like this little over piece. I put it over everything. I put it over pajamas. I put it over outfits. Huh. It was sleeveless. And don't you remember? It was light.
Yeah.
It was light gray. And then I got a hole in it and I wanted Amy to crochet over the hole.
I wore it.
Yeah. I wore it all the time.
Do you want to know what I thought you were going to say is that pink sweatshirt you had forever?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have that?
Yeah.
remember that pink sweatshirt?
It's literally falling. Falling apart.
I know.
And it says Boca on the front.
Boca.
I love that sweatshirt.
Boca Raton?
I love that sweatshirt.
Is that what it means?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Boca.
You know what they don't have in Laura Ingalls Wilder? They don't have Boca Raton shirts.
They don't have Boca. That was back in 1987. I bought that sweatshirt in West Palm Beach, Florida when I went to college there. And I love that sweatshirt. I wore it all the time.
All right. Hey, this is one of my favorite episodes that we do about four times a year.
I know it is.
Stuff we love, fall 2024 edition coming at you. I love stuff we love. It is so fun. All right. I have to start because we have to talk about something.
Okay.
We've already talked about it this fall.
I wonder if it's the same thing I'm going to say.
Is it the pumpkin creamer?
Yes, the pumpkin creamer. I have that screenshotted. I can send it to you in DMs. I still have people coming to my DMs saying, pumpkin creamer, please.
Listen, for me too.
Yeah. So,
I have a job. I have JOB. I'm at the JOB. Please do not DM me between the hours of 8 and 4.
You won't be getting a DM back.
No.
So.
And if I do DM you back, I'm probably eating lunch in a harried way.
Okay. Now, questions I've gotten about this creamer that I think are important to address here is it's the Libby's regular 15-ounce Libby's pumpkin, the pureed pumpkin, not the pumpkin pie.
No.
Not the pumpkin pie mix. It's the pumpkin, just regular pureed canned pumpkin, 15-ounce can.
And listen, I've said it before.
And you'll say it again.
Buy your pumpkin now, people, because it runs out. We don't know what's going to happen.
It's getting pretty late.
The election's coming up. Depending on who gets elected, we might not have pumpkin.
Okay.
You better buy your pumpkin.
Now, listen, you kind of came at me before we started recording and was like, the last time we did this, you said, like, stuff you love, you said leaves and the moon. And I'm like, yeah, but it was what I was loving. I mean, we don't have a link to leaves or the moon, but it was what I was loving. So I am going to say something similar to that right now. Things that I've been loving that I
oxygen, water. What are you talking about?
How dare you? I've been doing this more, and I don't know why. It could just be my mental health needs it. I don't know. But go outside. I have been loving going outside, putting my feet on the ground, going outside, having my frothy coffee and going outside.
That's a great thing.
If you aren't doing that, go outside more. That's the stuff I love.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. Leaves.
That's the stuff I love.
The weather.
The moon.
Bats.
No. Now,
okay,
listen,
here's something I've been loving.
Okay.
I am obsessed with a cookbook right now. Obsessed.
It's Let's Eat.
It's Let's Eat by the Grossy Pelosi on Instagram. Dan Pelosi.
It's a great cookbook.
Listen, when I talked about this last week, when I had my friends over.
No, it wasn't
over,
last week. It was the week before, but go ahead.
No, I talked about having my friends over last week.
Yes, you
How
did.
How dare you? How dare actually you?
Okay, sorry.
When I had my friends over last weekend, you know, Disney, Danielle, and Just Maggie.
Yes.
When they were here, I made Dan's vodka sauce, chef's kiss.
Yes.
I made he has like a cold pasta salad that I made the night before.
Okay.
It was in the oils and the oregano.
Yes,
and we took it to the picnic with us.
Delicious.
I actually, you have to try that.
It's called Let's Eat. I think you can find it just on Amazon.
Yeah. And his marinara sauce. Mm.
So good.
Sign me up.
Okay. Something I'm loving. And they only come out in the fall and the winter. Birkenstock clogs. The clogs.
I might challenge this.
Why?
One. I don't think they only come out in the fall.
Well, no, I only bring them out in the fall to wear
for
them.
You. You can buy them all year.
Birkenstocks would like you to buy them and purchase them all 12 months of the year. I'm saying they only come out for me in the fall and the winter. I do not wear them in the summer. I wear my regular strappy Birkenstocks.
But the
clogs, I love them. And I love them with socks.
Yeah.
It's granny chic. I love it. I love those suede Birkenstock clogs. You can get them at Be Fearless Boutique if you're local.
When we had our live event there, those Birkenstocks were flying off the shelves.
Flying off the shelves. We love those. Birkenstocks.
I know. I love a good Birk.
And I love their brand. I mean, solid brand.
Totally. Totally. You know, I do love them. I don't think when I wear them, I give granny chic.
You don't?
I think I give at least I want to give off more like English professor vibes.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, like you could whip out a pipe or a cigar or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, here's the next thing I'm obsessed with. Because of all the pasta that's been happening in our home lately, we needed to up our cheese grater game. Okay, listen.
Oh, you bought a new cheese grater, didn't you?
We had a hand grater. We had a box grater.
Yeah, like the box
grater. We've
had
a hand grater. Okay. Like that's just one sheet where we did it over the thing.
Oh, did you buy one of those things that you crank? Oh, it's like a cranker.
It is like beeping Olive Garden up in her. We're like, tell me when the piles of cheese are flowing.
I didn't get it at first.
It's
when
like
you said
Olive
beep,
Garden.
You said
I know, because I couldn't think of a bad word that Francine's listening. But here's the thing. We are like, it is like Olive Garden on steroids.
Sorry.
That was loud. It is like Olive Garden on steroids around here. We are rotarying cheese out of our fannies. It is like, it's so good. It's like Romano, Parmesan.
So I need to know, where'd you get this thing?
I got it from a little boutique. Maybe you've heard of it.
Called Amazon.
But the brand that I got is OXO brand. Here's what I love about OXO brand.
And that's O-X-O.
O-X-O.
Yeah.
OXO brand. It's great quality. Mm-hmm. It's hardy. Mm-hmm. It is plastic. Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. I can throw it on the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So if it gets schmutzy with a little marinara or a little buttery garlicky sauce, all the pieces come apart, throw it in the dishwasher.
Does it go apart? Does it come apart and go together easily?
So easily. Praise the rotary cheese grater, OXO, get it.
OXO, if you are listening.
You know
what? Listen, OXO is the brand that I use for Daryl's lunch bucket containers. The ones that are...
Listen, somebody knows somebody at OXO. We need to find out.
OXO, come on. Pull
come
up.
On, pull up.
Pull up, OXO.
Pull up, OXO.
But his lunch containers, I love them. They seal tight, and they have a bottom that you can put the salad.
I love sealing those bottoms.
Oh my gosh. You can put the tossed salad in the bottom and then you can put like the protein, like the ham and the turkey and the cheese.
I'm here
in
for
the little container on the top and then it all snaps together. I love that brand OXO.
You know what else
they
I love?
They carry it at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
They really do. Mm-hmm. You know what I love? Actually, We won a set of these bowls at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. My wife did once. They have these stainless steel mixing bowls that have a rubber bottom so it doesn't slide around your counter.
On the table. Yes.
We use it all the time.
And also the lids that snap on those bowls that you're talking about. OXO.
OXO pull.
I love it.
It's your turn.
Let me tell you something else I'm loving that you bought me as a gift. And it makes me smile every time I go in my kitchen. I just washed it today. Okay, listen. Here's also something important about these items. You know this about me. I'm a little bit of a neatnik at home.
Yeah, you are.
I like things neat, and I like things clean. And if you're going
to another reason you wouldn't have survived with Laura Ingalls Wilder.
They have
dirt floors. It's like what?
It would be too hard.
I know.
So hard. I love area rugs that you can throw in the washer.
Mm.
So you bought me a rug. Mm. I will try to remember to link it on my Instagram stories, because the last time I linked it on Instagram stories, it was sold out, Matthew.
I know.
And it is a stick of butter area rug that I put in front of my sink.
I love it.
I love it. And this is a good litmus test for a good rug. If you can throw it in the washer, washes up beautifully, mm-hmm. looks brand new. I did that today, and it looks brand spanking
new.
So
good.
Because I don't want my rugs getting all nasty.
What does Daryl say about the butter rug?
He didn't say a word about it.
Huh. He's like, okay, there it is.
There's a butter rug.
Okay, here's something that I've been loving.
Okay.
Cardamom.
Oh, I think you mentioned cardamom.
I know, two weeks ago.
One of these last episodes, and I had to confess to you that it's just not my favorite.
I love cardamom.
Are you going to make Dan Pelosi's cardamon muffins?
Well, it's behind a paywall. It's behind a paywall. I tried.
Dan.
I know, Dan. Dan, could you try to get it for me?
Yeah, I'll try to get it for you. If I get it for you, will you make them?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Right, okay, okay.
I am loving the cardamom flavor. It's like a licorice-y, lemony, I don't know, it's a different flavor for everyone.
Have I ever told you, I think I have told you this. Back in the day, Daryl and Sylvie Rowland lived with us. Mm-hmm. And this was somebody that went to the church that we had went to. And I, for like 2 weeks, I was like, why is everything tasting like pumpkin that I make? Like everything was tasting like pumpkin. Like it didn't matter what I made.
Yeah.
I was like, this tastes like pumpkin. And I made this big, beautiful batch of mac and cheese with some shredded chicken. And I was like, why does this taste like a pumpkin latte? And Daryl Rowland was
funny.
Like, this is the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, but it tastes like pumpkin. So one morning I was like, okay, I'm going to make an egg. I'm going to put salt and pepper on it and nothing else. And if this sucker tastes like a pumpkin, there's something wrong with
me. I'm going to the doctor.
So I make two scrambled eggs, put salt and pepper on, pumpkin again. And here I had put allspice. I had put the whole clove allspice in my pepper grinder. I thought they were peppercorns, and it was allspice. So I was putting allspice on everything from baked potatoes and steak and mac and cheese and eggs, and everything tasted like. And there's something about cardamom that to me has that like kind of heavy allspice clove kind of flavor.
Yeah,
and it's just there's something about it that I'm just not a huge fan of.
Here's the thing: maybe I just haven't made the right thing for you.
Maybe
I need
and
to try.
And also, it's your stuff you love list.
I know.
Not mine. And
I know. Don't yuck my yum.
Don't
yuck my yum.
Cardamom, it's not on my list.
I know. Well, not yet, but we can get you there. Listen, I have a recipe. I haven't made it yet for oatmeal, old-fashioned rolled oats, cardamom cookies.
No.
Here's where I actually kind of want to fight you.
Okay.
Is it's not that you don't like cardamom. That's fine. We all have our things.
Okay.
We can be wrong too.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Don't just say no without trying.
I'll try it.
We tell our kids, and I'll tell you, I need a no thank you bite.
Okay. All right. Oh,
you just need
good.
To try.
That's good.
Just a no thank you
that's
bite.
That's good. I'll take a no thank you bite. Okay. Next thing I'm loving.
Of a cookie. I'm not asking for the world.
Wow. The next thing I'm loving, stuff I love, cardigans. I just got
this list is feeling like the other one.
I just got a new cardigan
okay
from Cozy Earth.
This I can support specific brands.
Okay, okay. I will link it in my stories for sure because I have a code for Cozy Earth.
Yeah.
You know I do.
I know you do. I bought some sheets with them.
40% off. Are you liking your sheets?
I love my sheets.
See?
I love those sheets.
I have a new cardigan. It only goes up to extra large. I am pretty much a set 16, 18 size, and the extra large fits me nicely. But they have these lovely colors and a new popular color. Now, it's not new. This is not a new color.
Right, this
is like on the radar, very popular color this season. If you don't already know, it's brown. So I have a brown.
I don't know why this makes me laugh. It's a color. It's brown. Yes, it's new.
Brown just was not a huge popular color years gone by.
I feel like brown's been around for a while.
It's been around, but it's very popular this season. So okay. I have a new brown.
I don't understand, but
I have a
fine.
New brown cardigan from that's Cozy great. Earth, and I love it.
That's awesome. I support Cozy Earth cardigans.
Yep.
Okay, here's one for me.
Okay.
This is a little bit of a story.
Okay.
When Mallory and I got married, as couples
how long
do.
How long ago was that?
2012.
How many years?
12.
Okay.
I'm really good at math.
No, you're not. It's not 12 years in 2012, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in 24.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Yes.
As we all did, mm-hmm. many people did this. Mm-hmm. We bought a set of china.
Okay.
Did you do this?
I didn't buy one, but my mother and father-in-law gave me a set
of
china.
Well, like register.
Oh,
like
no, we registered for one. No. We eloped, remember?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. You guys did it all different.
Yeah.
We got a set of china and then we had babies and then that was those are the only dishes we had. We had Lennox.
Okay.
Only dishes we had. So when we started, our kids started using plates, our oldest, Luca, my mother-in-law one year for Christmas got us some Fiesta ware.
Okay.
So here's what's happened.
Okay.
Let's say we're 8 or 9 years into this Fiesta ware journey.
Yes.
Our family's grown. We've broke some pieces. Okay. We are having more people over. Our kids are using big plates.
Are you getting out the china?
We got more Fiesta ware. Okay. Here's what I love about this. Let me tell you why this made stuff we love, because it's not new. But we have Fiesta ware. We had 8 sets. I thought
and
we needed.
And these are the monochromatic colors, right? Solid colors. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted some more dinner plates because we have more people over than 8 sometimes with kids and everything. And so, you know, what's so awesome is we bought a couple more. We bought colors that were like discontinued or on sale or whatever. And it just works because they're all kind of in the same color family.
Where do you get those? Amazon or you go to Fiesta?
Well, you know what? We have ordered them from Fiestaware and we've ordered them from Kohl's.
Oh.
Kohl's does some good deals sometimes.
Kohl's. If you are listening.
That's right. Another thing that I've heard someone at work told me that Hartville Flea Market near us has like a Fiesta area.
Listen, we need to go to Hartville Flea
Market. I agree.
Like what the heck?
I know. And then Disney.
Like why don't we do a These Are Good Days meetup at the Hartville Flea Market? You, me, Mallory, and now Daryl's not going to go.
No.
You, me, Mallory.
Cat.
Cat will fill in for D. And we just say, let's meet up at Hartville Flea Market. These Are Good Days.
Yeah.
Flea Market. Hartville,
like
and then we eat at
we
the
invite people.
And yeah, we just say we're meeting at the Hartville Flea Market, and we.
I'm fine with that.
And then we end up at Hartville Kitchen for a meal at the end.
Okay, let's do it. I like that idea.
Be fun.
Okay, let's. Oh wow. Okay. Let's do it. We just put that out in the world.
Yeah, my turn. And you're probably going to make fun of me.
I know your list is making me laugh today.
But something that I love this time of year, you know it. Because you lived with us, you know what's coming. You know what I'm probably going to say. I love pot roast. That is a stuff we love. Made the list. Now,
your list is killing me today.
Now, the 3 places that I love to buy a good chuck roast.
Okay.
3 places. Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
Yes.
Canaan Meats.
Canaan Meats.
If you are listening, we love Canaan Meats.
I love Canaan Meats.
Listen, Canaan Meats has so many varieties of bacon. I've never seen so many varieties of bacon. They have like a Korean barbecue bacon.
Sriracha.
It's one of my favorites. I love that place.
I do too.
And they have great cube steak there.
Yes.
Francine turned me on to the cube steak there. They run it through the tenderizer twice. Mm-hmm. I see you, Canaan Meats. Mm-hmm. So I love it from there. And I also... I was just at Bueller's recently, and Bueller's had chuck roast on sale. They were gorgeous, gorgeous marbling. Yes. I love a good pot roast. Yes. Now, I need to ask you a couple important questions about the components of stock.
And you know what I appreciate about this is we ask the hard questions.
Yes. Okay.
Like if you're coming to our podcast for just some fun, that's fine.
Yeah.
But we also ask hard questions like, tell me about your pot roast. Okay.
So I know you do potatoes and carrots in a pot roast. Everybody does. If you don't, you're a criminal. But do you like sweet potatoes, cubes, sweet potatoes in pot roast?
Never had it, but willing to try.
Yes, you have, because you've had it in my house.
I don't know, Leanne.
Yeah, it's been just too long.
What date? And
I put white potato, sweet potato, and carrots in my pot roast.
Okay.
I believe in it. The sweet potatoes just get this softness. Yes. They're so beautiful and
like
soft.
Like caramely too.
Oh, they're so good. And then, of course, I do onions. But what I do with the onions, okay, let's pause here for a second for the pot roast, is I'll put the pot roast in. I'll put butter in or butter and olive oil, and I'll saute some onions. Then I'll move the onions over, and I'll brown my pot roast.
Yeah,
and broth in, some beef broth, and I'll just let that pot roast go low and slow.
Yeah, that's right.
Then I'll lift the pot roast out.
I'm with you.
And usually I put it on the inside of the lid so I'm not dirtying too many dishes. Okay. And I'll take the pot roast itself out. Uh-huh. Then I'll take the immersion blender and I will pulverize those onions. Mm-hmm. I'll just go zzz, and I'll just make them into a gravy.
Yeah.
Put the pot roast back in. Mm-hmm. Then I'll put all my veggies in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then let it go for another hour and a half or so.
Love it.
Hour and a half or so. And it's just, I feel like I can just drink the broth. It's just so good. Pot roast made, stuff we love list, fall 2024.
Pot roast, if you are listening, thank you.
Yeah, I just love a good pot roast.
You know what? Here's something I have to say.
Okay.
Pot roast is one of those things where everyone assumes everyone knows how to make it, but you might not.
No, you might not.
And I'm going to challenge you
to
make a reel for us.
Okay.
Of how you make pot roast.
Okay. All right. I'll do
because
it.
I think there are these recipes that like are handed down through the ages.
Yes.
And if you don't have a mom that cooked like I did, or if you don't have someone
like
you in your life,
like
you might not know. And there's no shame. There's no shame in not knowing how to do it.
It's true.
Maybe someone doesn't have someone, and I'm challenging you to get a reel of that.
Well, Matt, challenge accepted.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. I have another stuff we love that I actually got from you. You turned me on to this.
I'm so excited.
I know.
To hear
this is
about
from you. I had it at your house. Actually, let's see if you can figure out what it is. I had it at your house when Carlos Whitaker was there. So Carlos came for a meal. And Mallory and I came over, and Kat was there, and you guys made something that had this on it. And I said, what is this? It's so good. And I bought it on Amazon, and I've been using it a lot, and I love it.
Don't know.
Lowry's French fry seasoning. You guys had a French fry thing happening.
Listen, but
you know what I've been using it on that's so good? Hash browns.
Of course.
On my griddle.
Yes, on your Coleman.
On my Coleman griddle. Yes. I've been using it.
Coleman,
it's so good.
If you are listening. Listen.
That's my next one, actually.
The Lowry's French fry seasoning is a little different than just regular Lowry's. So
it's different.
So,
it's not as salty.
Yes. So when Daryl goes to Canada every summer, he is the cook. He's the camp cook. He cooks. They clean up. And he's such a good cook.
He really is.
And he's a great outdoor cook. So he has this whole setup, this whole fry setup for outside.
I think Daryl might need a flat top griddle for Christmas.
He might.
You guys would love it.
We probably would. It's making my mouth water. Every time the Whitakers come, we have a tradition of making homemade big fat cheeseburgers on good buns with all the toppings and French fries. Homemade French fries. And that Lowry's French fry seasoning is delicious. And you're right. On fried potatoes, fabulous.
I've used it on hash browns. It's so good.
That's so good.
Your turn.
My turn? Okay. It's going to be another one you're going to make fun of. Something that I've been loving that I have picked back up that I had not been doing for a lot of years is journaling.
Yeah.
So
that's
stuff
great.
We love, journaling. Where you can find some really cool journals, I hope they still have them, is our local co-op called Local Roots. Mm. Local Roots, if you are listening, Local Roots, love it there. And yes. In the craft section, there is a lady that makes journals that are leather bound, and she makes the recycled paper.
Oh, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. like, I just love the texture of that paper. Yeah. I love writing on it.
Right.
I love the way it feels when I write on it. I know that feels that might sound weird.
No, there's a whole experience.
So lately how I've been journaling is I start out just basically expressing what I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. And it could be 3 things. It could be 7 things. It could be 11 things.
Yeah.
And then I find myself like journaling just how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And then based on how I'm feeling, I find a verse, you know, so lately I just feel like Daryl and I both as a couple have been really praying, and needing wisdom. Mm-hmm. So, and I mentioned this verse last week, but is the verse that says that you can ask God for wisdom and he will give it to you abundantly and without reproach and without reproach. And so I've been journaling how I'm feeling. And then I find a verse if I'm feeling insecure or I'm feeling like we need more wisdom or I'm feeling worried or scared, I find a verse that will lift me.
Yeah.
That will like be like, this is the verse that I need to be thinking about. I need to be saying, I need to be reminding myself of.
That's so good.
Yeah. Journaling stuff we love that made the list.
That's so good. Okay. I have 2 more.
Okay.
How many more do you have?
I have 1 more, and it's probably going to be also one you make fun of me for, but that's okay. That's okay.
Here's my next one.
Okay.
I have a new thing I'm loving. Now listen. Here's the backstory of this.
Okay.
We all know about the hurricanes that have been happening.
Oh,
it's been horrible.
Oh, horrible.
The devastation in Western North Carolina in particular has gripped my heart.
Yeah, me too.
And we have 2 friends of the podcast that have been so generous with our podcast
small
community
businesses.
That are small businesses that I love. The first one is Well Seasoned Table. We love them.
Magic Garlic
We've been
Best.
Talking about them. Yep. We've talked about them a lot over the years. And another business that we love is Full Moon Tea.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie at Full Moon Tea has been awesome. And here's what happened is when Asheville, both of them are located in Asheville or near Asheville in that Western North Carolina area. When the hurricane went through, both of their businesses were impacted as many places were. And we challenged our podcast community and our Instagram community to really support them.
Yeah,
and so they received so many things. I even texted some people like, hey, this would be great to get people gift cards you know, those kind of things. So,
well, and also Matt, I think this is important when something like that happens. I think it's important to donate to the organizations that you know are on the ground that have great ratings, like Convoy of Hope, Samaritan's Purse. Like there were several that I donated to.
Yeah.
Not large amounts, like $20.
Do you want to know something cool? Yeah. I don't know that I told you this. I have a friend from college. He and his wife work for Samaritan's Purse, and he is a tech guy. Like he's a techie person. He went in a helicopter. He did a whole thing about this on Facebook. Went in a helicopter after this happened in Asheville and dropped off satellite Wi-Fi places to like town halls or churches where people could go to get access to Wi-Fi.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. So I donated to a couple places, but I also felt like I needed a minute to think about what I wanted to do because people were coming into my DM saying like, are you going to do anything? Are you going to raise any money for it? Nah. And I'm like, I just need to wait a minute. I need to see, I need to wrap my head around what would make the most sense for my Instagram community to rally around something, someone give whatever. So it was important to me to reach out to be in communication with Sarah and Katie about their businesses and say, what can we do for you that would be helpful? Do you have product? Do you have inventory?
Right, right.
And they both were like, yes, we have inventory. We are taking orders. We will take orders. It's going to take a little longer for those orders to get to people, but we would love to sell inventory. So I felt like it was just an easy It was easy because we've talked about these businesses before.
That's right.
They've participated in our live events. It was easy to say, listen, they have inventory. If you don't want to just give cash money, you can buy product that you will
help
use.
A business. Yeah.
And I know Katie shared, like, she went to bed one evening so thankful for, I think it was like 46 or 49 orders. Yeah. And then she woke up to 94 orders.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things just, they really help lift people. Mm-hmm. Is it going to solve everything? No. But is it going to make them feel supported? Absolutely.
Totally.
So tell us what you're loving from Full Moon
Tea. So from Full Moon Tea, I ordered, I have a confession. I'm more of a coffee person than a tea person.
Yeah, me too.
But I ordered something that she has that I was like, I think I want to try that. It is called a smoked chai. Mm-hmm. So it's like the chai blend. So it has a little bit of a spicy
flavor.
It's not pumpkin-y, but it's like that. I mean, I guess kind like cardamom-y. Yes.
Spicy.
Yeah, it has a spice, but hers is also smoked. So it has like a nutty, woodsy flavor as well.
What are you doing to it?
And on her packaging, which is awesome, by the way.
I know. I love her.
I'm a sucker
packaging.
For a good package. On her packaging, she has some suggestions for what you can do with it. And it has, I've been putting half and half in it, steaming it.
Okay.
And it makes like this milky, warm drink that is so
good. It sounds delicious.
And there's another one that I tried from her called, it's Lady Grey. So it's Earl Grey, but it's like her version of Earl Grey.
Okay.
And making a London Fog with it. And those are so good. Have you ever had that?
Well, you know, I have and I love them, but I'm just such a coffee person. So what I did is I bought tea for Teddy.
Yeah.
Because our oldest son, Teddy, has tea in the afternoons almost every day. So I bought him three different varieties. And one of them was the smoked chai. So I'm excited about that.
Okay, what's your last one?
Okay, my last one, something I don't really do in the spring and summer, but I have already done it this fall, is homemade bread.
Okay.
I love making homemade bread. There's something about the way that smells in your home. There's something about serving it with something as simple as a pot of soup.
Yes.
Or a pot roast.
Mm.
Homemade bread.
Praise.
Slathered with butter and a little bit of jam. My mouth is watering.
Mm.
I love homemade bread. And I have a great recipe for a basic white homemade bread. I will try to remember to post it in my story.
Here's what I was going to ask. Don't you have a reel of this somewhere that you could repost for us that teaches us how to make bread?
Maybe.
I feel like you do.
I feel like I do too.
I feel like you did this a year or two ago.
I'd have to go back, but I will.
I'd like for you to repost that for us too.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Here's the thing. You really can't beat homemade bread.
No.
It's so good.
No.
And especially this time of year when we're making all the cozy things.
Yes. Who was it that said it was Oprah? I love bread.
Oprah loves bread.
I love bread.
Okay. I have one more thing that I need to share.
All right.
It's changing my life right now.
Okay.
Ooh. This is a big one.
Wow.
It is a supplement I started taking.
Oh.
It is magnesium glycinate.
Okay.
Glycinate.
Where do we find this? TikTok?
Amazon.
Okay. No, but why are you
why I'm taking it is at times when I really want to sleep and I struggle with sleep sometimes because of maybe my thoughts are racing or... probably I'm scrolling on my phone.
Got your phone up on by your
I know. Okay. You're apparently like the phone evangelist now. Like, okay. Melatonin is something that I've taken.
Okay.
Melatonin's a very common thing.
Okay.
But you know what I noticed? Maybe it's as I've gotten older or I don't know why. Is even small doses of melatonin would leave me feeling groggy in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that foggy feeling at all.
No grog.
And so this is a mineral.
Okay.
Some people, this is interesting, some people have a magnesium spray that they'll spray on their feet before bed that helps them calm down. I know. So magnesium is changing my life.
Yeah, but who told you this? Where did it come
from? Probably my sister.
Oh, okay.
She's good at this kind of stuff.
Okay.
She loves researching alternatives.
If you are listening.
Jen, if you are listening.
Yeah. So you're taking the magnesium.
That's right. The magnesium.
Now, is that second little part of the magnesium important? Whatever the second
I think
word
so.
Is? Okay. So it's not just straight up magnesium.
No.
So people want to know about it. They can either DM
they
Jen.
They can Google
they
it.
They can DM Jen or you.
Or just Google.
Google
magnesium glycinus. No. Or if like alternative to melatonin and they get magnesium glycinus. You know?
just we are not doctors.
We are not doctors.
We are not doctors. We are not even homeopathic professionals.
No. Nope. So, we're just people that are like... But you're loving it. And
you're resting. Yeah. You're going to sleep faster.
That's right. I'm resting in bread and pot roast.
Have you started plugging your phone in a different room yet? Have you tried it? Have you tried that trick?
I'm afraid.
You're afraid too?
Yeah, that's a big life change. It is. I have to pray about it more.
Whatever. All right. Hey, listen.
Let's talk about food.
That was good. We kind of directed me. Yeah, you did conducting. Yeah. You directed me.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm thinking about with food right now.
I want to know.
Here's what I'll say.
Say it.
With Grossi Pelosi in the house.
Yeah.
It's the pasta.
Yeah.
It's the pasta.
And I love that they have the large elbow macaronis at Wanna Creek too.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up.
Is that what you were going to say?
Oh. I was going to say the pasta.
Yeah, their pasta selection is awesome.
They have a variety of pastas.
Awesome.
And things maybe you can't find in other places that are different. And I love having different options for pasta.
The big macaroni elbows are one of them.
I know.
The large size. I love them for macaroni and cheese.
You do.
They're meaty.
You love that.
They're large.
You love that.
Okay, listen. I took a loaf a couple weeks ago when I went to... Hilton Head for Domino Gang played dominoes. I didn't do well. We didn't talk about that. And
that's okay.
I was like bottom three.
You can't win them all.
Sometimes I'm on fire, but I just somehow these ladies just,
they've been at it about 30 years longer.
They're cutthroat. Okay. So I took a loaf of 6-grain bread from Wanna Creek Cheese and Market, but I also took, which I know you also love.
Please say
a loaf of English muffin. Of English muffin bread. And
it's
that,
so
let me tell you something about that bread.
It's hearty.
I love that it has a little bit of a cornmeal finish on the outside. Yeah, the ridges. And when you toast it, it's literally, it's the best part of the English muffin.
Mm.
Like it's so good. And
I support this.
Because these ladies are in their 80s, one of them's 91. They don't want a big, huge piece of toast.
No.
It's the perfect little piece of toast with a dippy egg.
Donk.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep. Love that.
Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We are thankful for you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being such a good friend to our
podcast. Tell us about the locator page again.
Yeah. If you are like, we have people in Oregon. We have people in California. Right. We have people in Texas.
We have people in Utah.
I believe we're in all 50 states at this point. But here's what I want to say. If you're like, well, Matt, I can't get to Walnut Creek, Ohio. Are you crazy? Listen, you can go to Walnut Creek Foods and they have a locator page.
WalnutCreekFoods.com.
WalnutCreekFoods.com. The locator page will tell you stores in your area that carry some of their product.
Yes.
And you will not be disappointed.
No, you won't.
I promise you. Hey, well, thank you for joining us in this conversation all about stuff we've been loving lately.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to say is if you heard something that you want to try, Google it first. I might not get to you. I'm sorry. I'm not on the Instagram.
No.
Just look for Google.
They can DM you. Yes, you can DM me.
No, I will too. But we love sharing some of the things that we love because, you know, it's just fun to share in this life that we call life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was really deep.
Very profound.
That was so deep. You know what we always say is whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Wanna Creek Foods.